If you've opened Facebook on an Apple device today, maybe you've seen a new pop-up alert touting the benefits of letting the social network collect your personal data. Facebook is trying to get ahead of a new requirement from Apple that could make it easier for users like you and me to stop apps from tracking us across the internet. And that's a problem for Facebook and other tech companies that make most of their money selling ads. Let's bring in Peter Kafka. He's senior correspondent at Recode and host of Recode Media. Hi, Peter.
Hello there.
So first off, what is this change that Apple is making that's prompted this war of pop-ups?
I'm going to try to not get too far into the technical weeds, but Apple has been saying since last spring that they're going to remove something that allows advertisers and other folks to track your behavior on phones. It doesn't say who you are, but it tells developers basically whether you've downloaded an app or engaged in it or an ad. And that's information that Facebook and Google, among others, rely on to make their advertising targeted. So what Apple's essentially doing is making it much harder for Facebook and Google to provide that kind of information to advertisers, which is a problem for them.
I see. And so help users then sort of make a decision if they do encounter this pop-up today. What happens if they click yes versus no?
This is purely messaging right now from Facebook. There's nothing to do. At some point this spring, and this is a moving deadline, it was supposed to happen last fall, and then it was supposed to happen at the beginning of this year, and now Apple says spring. Apple is going to start showing you pop-ups when you use an app like Facebook that says Facebook, or whatever the app is, wants permission to track you over the web. Do you want that? And the expectation from Apple and many other folks is that most people are going to say no. And what Facebook is trying to do is to tell you in advance that you should say yes, and that's a good idea for you to do it.
Well, so, you know, Facebook would say, though, that even though the tracking may sound inherently creepy to some users, that it's actually a convenience for you. It makes the ads more relevant to you. And they will also say that it's good for small businesses that advertise on the platform. So what about those arguments?
The targeted advertising is better for you has long been the argument that people who sell targeted advertising have used for a decade or more. There's some truth to it, and Apple's response to that, by the way, is advertising existed a long time before targeted advertising existed, and you don't need this stuff, and you can live without it. And the small business argument that Facebook is making is saying, look, most of our advertisers are small businesses. That's the bulk of their platform. If you make it harder for them to figure out if their ads are working, you're hurting them. And Apple would respond and say, well, we're really hurting your business and everyone's going to get over it. It's an unusual public fight between these two companies. This stuff usually happens sort of in the background. And the fact that you had Mark Zuckerberg on an earnings call last week announcing that Apple was its competitor and was abusing its platform dominance was very unusual. And then the next day, Tim Cook made a speech that was clearly aimed at Facebook, in which he basically accused it of fomenting social unrest and being bad for society, which, again, is very unusual. You don't usually see two tech CEOs yelling at each other like this in public.
Indeed. And then there's the added dynamic of the possibility of more regulations on Silicon Valley coming out of Washington. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. Peter Kafka is senior correspondent
well.
at Recode and the host of Recode Media. Sorry, Peter, to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.